Did you ever know your grandfather? I didn't think you did. You didn't know any of your grandfathers. I thought you told me that. Now, if you were talking about people's sons and daughters, that would be their... it would be their children, of course. Have you ever heard anybody say any other names besides children? They'd say they've got five
kids. Sure.
Now, if there was a name that somebody in the family called one of the children, that wasn't, you know, it wasn't the name, that wasn't their given name, but it was just a name that the people in the family...
Okay.
This is a thing that you... it's kind of like a crib on wheels. Yes, a carriage. Very good. Now, if you put the baby, you put the baby in the carriage and you go out and
stroll.
You stroll it. Was that
stroll
how you say
baby.
Stroll the baby. Okay, people's children would be their sons and
daughters.
And boys and
girls.
Now, we were talking yesterday about when a cow's going to have a baby, you say, you know, have a kid. Now, if a woman's going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Now, have you ever heard, like, especially older people, say it any other way? Like, expecting.
Expecting.
Yeah. Something like that. Now, I don't know. A long time ago, if they didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, they'd send for a woman to do it, and they call her, you know, that granny woman, midwife, if you ever heard, you know. Okay. Yeah, that's before your time. That's the kind of thing I wouldn't expect, you know. Now, if you were talking about a boy, and he had facial features like his father, you'd say he...
Favors.
How about if he doesn't necessarily look like his father, but he
resembles.
Okay. And how about if he does things like his father, if he has actions?
Same characteristics.
Right. Have you ever heard people say that and say he takes after? They would use it in that way. They'd say he
takes after his father.
You might be talking about a woman who, you say she had a hard life, her husband died. So her six children all by herself, she had to
take care of them.
Okay. Now, would you say raised her? Raised or reared? Which would you use?
Raised
her children. Now, if a child was kind of naughty, you might say, now you better be careful or you're going to get a spanking. And would spanking be kind of mild? I mean, that wouldn't be a real hard...
Mild.
That'd be mild.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if say your father was doing it and he was really angry, he might say you're going to get a
whipping.
That would be stronger than me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. That's good. You're so aware of things. What about if some children were about to get in a fight, one of them might tell the other one, I'm going to give you a
good chance to run.
Okay, but what if he was going to hit him?
I'm going to give you a lick.
A lick. Very good. Right. Now, if you knew a boy named Bob and he was 5 inches taller this year, you'd say in 1 year he really
grew.
Mm-hmm. And then you might say to him, you certainly have
grown.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman would be called a
bastard.
You ever heard any other names?
Illegitimate.
Okay, now your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both its father and mother, that both parents are dead, would be called
an orphan.
Oh, now all the people related to you would be your
relatives.